This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden continues his transition to power, meeting virtually Thursday with leading state governors, even as President Donald Trump continues his long-shot efforts to overturn the election results and retain the presidency. Biden is meeting with Democratic New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, Republican Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, and other state leaders from his home in Wilmington, Delaware. Their discussions are likely centering on Biden's plans when he takes office to control the surging number of coronavirus infections in the United States and what can be done before he starts his four-year term in the White House in January. More than 251,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. Trump, meanwhile, is clinging to the hope that he can yet overturn the results in a handful of battleground states that Biden won and retain the presidency. So far, the president's efforts have been unsuccessful. Amid a COVID-19 surge, long waits to get tested have again popped up around the United States. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
I've been in line for about 4 hours.
Long lines at some testing sites amid a spike in cases.
The public consciousness is increasing, and people are getting tested more because of that.
Some are being tested before heading to holiday reunions.
Knowing that they want to see their families and the restrictions that their parents or themselves are putting on each other.
As the pandemic gets worse, more long lines may follow. Association of Public Health Laboratories Chief Scott Becker says more cases mean more testing demand and likely a longer turnaround time.
It's like a dog chasing its tail.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A key researcher at the University of Oxford says scientists expect to report results from the late-stage trials of their COVID-19 vaccine by Christmas. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Dr. Andrew Pollard, an expert in pediatric infection and immunity at Oxford, says that the research was slowed by low infection rates over the summer, but the Phase 3 trials are now accumulating the data needed to report results. He told the BBC he thinks they're getting close and it's definitely going to be before Christmas based on their progress. Oxford has released a study based on earlier research that found the vaccine is well tolerated and produces a strong immune response in people over age 70. Pollard says this is important because vaccines often don't work as well in older people. Zaria Shackley, London.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Thursday visited the Golan Heights, an area that Israel seized from Syria in the 1967 Six-Day War and later annexed. Pompeo showed his support for the Israeli claim to the region, saying this is indeed part of Israel. In a break from the rest of the international community, U.S. President Donald Trump recognized the territory as part of Israel last year. Earlier Thursday, Pompeo became the first top American diplomat to visit an Israeli settlement in the occupied West Bank, as the State Department announced that products from settlements can be labeled made in Israel in a major policy shift. The moves reflected the Trump administration's acceptance of Israeli settlements, which the Palestinians and most of the international community view as a violation of international law and a major obstacle to peace. The UN's climate chief says deadlines set by some of the world's top polluters to end greenhouse gas emissions, along with U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's pledge to take Washington back into the Paris Accord, have boosted hopes of meeting the pact's ambitious goals. The agreement, signed in the French capital 5 years ago, aims to keep global warming below 2 degrees Celsius, ideally no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial times, by the end of the century. Experts say the world is far off track and that with average temperatures already up about 1 degree Celsius, drastic action is needed in the next 30 years. The number of Americans seeking unemployment aid rose last week to 742,000, the first increase in 5 weeks and a sign that the resurgent viral outbreak is likely slowing the economy and forcing more companies to cut jobs. Of the roughly 20 million Americans now receiving some form of unemployment benefits, about half will lose those benefits when two